you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 16th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The Los Angeles Police Department says an unprovoked stabbing attack occurred yesterday evening at a Target store in downtown LA at 7th and Figueroa. Police say an unhoused man walked into the store, grabbed a knife from a shelf, and stabbed a 9-year-old boy in the shoulder. A 25-year-old woman standing nearby was also stabbed when she tried to intervene. A security guard shot and killed the attacker. Police say the woman is in critical condition, but the boy is said to be doing okay. The LA County Board of Supervisors has voted to move forward with a new pilot project that aims to help people living with a serious mental illness in Hollywood. KPCC's Robert Garova has more.
The county estimates that the Hollywood 2.0 pilot project could serve some 4,000 people, including those who live unhoused and with a serious mental illness. The county recently received a $116 million grant from the state to test the project for 5 years. The plan is to set up urgent care centers, hire field workers, and even provide what's called a peer respite center, where people can stay for several days and find support. Brittany Weissman is executive director of Hollywood Forward, a nonprofit that's gathering community input for the pilot. She says the goal is
to make sure that the people who are the most vulnerable have more options to take care of themselves and to receive care in the community. And in the community means away from jails, hospitals, and the street.
Organizers hope the project can fully launch in about a year. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
LA County announced earlier this year that it had reached a settlement in a long-running case over failures to address homelessness. But now a federal judge is telling the county to come back with a better plan. KPCC's David Wagner has that story.
The LA Alliance for Human Rights filed the lawsuit more than 2 years ago, accusing local governments of failing to address the growing homelessness crisis. In a court hearing on Monday, Judge David Carter said he was not prepared to sign off on a proposed settlement. The county's plan to create 300 new mental health and drug treatment beds falls short, he said. Carter instructed the parties to come back to court in January with a better deal. Matthew Umhofer is an attorney for the LA Alliance.
It's understandable why the judge would say, wait a minute, I want to see more on this front because mental health and substance use disorder are two of the major issues driving the biggest challenges in the homelessness population.
Judge Carter has played a pivotal role in forcing local governments such as Orange County to step up homelessness efforts in recent years. Covering housing, I'm David Wagner.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney says two sheriff's deputies were legally justified when they fatally shot Dijon Kizit after they stopped him on his bicycle 2 years ago. The South LA shooting came just 3 months after the murder of George Floyd in Minnesota and sparked days of angry protests. KPCC's Frank Stoltz has the latest.
The DA's office says the deputy shot the 29-year-old Kazee after he had struck one of them in the face, and as he was reaching for a gun he had dropped onto the sidewalk. Prosecutors say the deputies reasonably believed, based on the totality of the circumstances, that force was necessary when they initially fired their weapons. But prosecutors appeared to raise questions about the deputy's decision to continue firing after Kazee fell to the ground. They say there was insufficient evidence to determine whether those shots were fired in lawful self-defense. The deputy shot Kazee 16 times. Kazee's family has filed a wrongful death claim over the shooting. I'm Frank Stoltz.
LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has conceded defeat in his race against former Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna. Luna took to Twitter to thank county residents for giving him a clear mandate to bring new leadership and accountability to the department. He has opened up a 20-point lead over Villanueva in the latest vote update, which also shows Karen Bass widening her lead over Rick Caruso in the Los Angeles mayor's race. In Orange County, Republican Michelle Steele has secured a second term in Congress after a pitched battle for the 45th district. KPCC's Josie Wong has more.
Steele's campaign drew national attention for trying to portray Democrat and fellow Asian American Jay Chen as sympathetic to the Chinese government. Asian American leaders around the country condemned what they called red baiting. But what mattered in the end was what voters thought. The 45th district was redrawn last year around Little Saigon and also includes part of LA. Voter registration favors Democrats by several points, but Steele, a former county supervisor, enjoyed better name recognition than Chen, who serves as an officer in the Naval Reserve. In a statement issued on social media, Steele said she will, quote, continue to work to lower taxes, stop inflation, and keep the American dream alive for working class families. I'm Josie Huang.
We now know the nominees for the 65th Grammy Awards. KPCC's arts and entertainment reporter John Horn says yesterday's announcement brought some big news for Beyoncé and her fans.
Before the nominations, Beyoncé was tied with Frank Sinatra for the most Best Record nominations in Grammy history. Now, Old Blue Eyes is just one more runner-up to Queen Bee. With a leading 9 total nominations for the next Grammys, Beyoncé now has 88 lifetime Grammy nods, creating a household tie with husband Jay-Z, who picked up 5 nominations Tuesday. Kendrick Lamar had 8 nominations, while Adele and Brandi Carlile each had 7. Latino and country artists were largely shunned in the top categories. The comedian Dave Chappelle, who has made anti-trans jokes, and Louis C.K., who has faced sexual misconduct allegations, were both nominated for Best Comedy Album. The Grammys will be awarded in February. I'm John Horn.
High wind warnings are in effect through tonight in many foothill, mountain, and valley areas of Southern California as the region experiences its first big Santa Ana wind event of the season. Travel is proving quite difficult for high-profile vehicles. Overnight and this morning, there have been several flipped big rigs on freeways in the Inland Empire. High temperatures will be in the mid-60s to upper 70s most everywhere, around 60 in the Antelope Valley. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.